I'm excited for my next conversation, though, or at least I'm curious, I should say. I think all of us are aiming for a healthier lifestyle, certainly in the conversations that we've had, for example, in Trendspotting Thursdays with Ryan McFadyen. He keeps on reminding us of the various enhancements, I suppose, we all put into our lives, speaking about how particularly millennials happen to be obsessively self-improving. Amongst those things mean eating cleaner, eating healthier, organic food, in some cases psychedelics, in some cases the intake of various pills and the like. And it's all very good and well. If you're a forager, to know that everything that you're taking in, that it is organic or that you call organic, happens to be indeed organic. But in the main, we live in cities and we rely on our retailers to pass on foods and the like that happen to claim to be organic. But how do we know that they actually are? And what does organic specifically, scientifically, and from a trading perspective actually mean? What percentage of the manufacturing process has to have been organic? And how do we verify that to ensure that what we're putting in our bodies happens to be what is written on the tin? I'm joined this morning by Colleen Anderson of Chartwell Johannesburg, the Secretariat of the South African Organic Sector Organization, to help us navigate exactly what those mean. Colleen, welcome to Breakfast with Refilo. Thank you so much for joining us. In particular, one of the themes that has been very prevalent with this move towards improved living has been the inclusion of CBD products in our lives. How do we ensure that we know what is in a food in general or a good, and how does that apply to CBD in particular?
Well, you're talking about CBD. Obviously anything for consumption should be organic. So all of those CBD oils should be organic. The challenge that we've got in South Africa is that we don't have an organic policy in our agricultural landscape. And so our agricultural system is focused on conventional agriculture, and conventional agriculture comes with a number of harms, including the pesticides and the chemicals that are sprayed on the food that we then consume. So yes, if you are wanting to ensure a healthy diet, one really does need to try and eat food that is not laden with pesticides and chemicals.
So that's at the center of today's conversation. So when you say it should be organic, this is what we're trying to establish. How do we ascertain whether it is?
In South Africa, it's very difficult. We don't really have an organic landscape. As I say, all of our policies, they don't mention organic. The organic policy is in its 8th or 10th draft, and it's been sitting on a shelf in the department for about 8 years, and it hasn't been passed. There are other bits of regulation and legislation that is looking to incorporate organic management systems, but it's not there yet. That Agricultural Product Standard Act is due to be changed. It's in Parliament now. They're looking at incorporating organic into that Agricultural Product Standard Act. And that also then comes with labeling requirements. You cannot say you have something in your food or something not in your food if it's there.
I just want to be clear. I mean, quite apart from whether or not it's been tabled and the legislative processes that need to happen, there must be best practice. This is what the organic sector organization exists for.
I guess I'm
trying to drive towards what are some of the standards that you look out for as an organization?
Okay. All right. So in South Africa, we have two sets of organic production standards. We have the South African Organic Sector Organization. Our standard is included in the IFOAM family of standards. IFOAM is the International Federation of Organic Movements. Then there's also the National SAB standard, which is also, it sits as a standard. The uptake on that is not very high. So we haven't really had a standard. It was in 2017 that we had the SAWSO standard, and only in 2019 that we actually got what they call an accredited certifying body that would certify to our standard. So more and more farmers are now using the local standard to be certified to. So despite the fact that there is no policy framework, it doesn't mean that producers can continue to claim an organic status when there is a standard that can be certified too. Unfortunately, in South Africa, if you go to any supermarket, any pharmacy, you will see so many different claims. It's got organic ingredients, it's organic this and organic that. But the reality is that if it's not been third-party certified, those claims should not really be used, but they are.
Exactly. Okay. So, if anything, you know, because we don't have an FDA, for example, in South Africa, a food and drug. I mean, we've got our drug administration, but we don't have food, for example.
Yes.
And so your bodies, your standards bodies actually start to represent a nice third party, leveler of the playing field. Is there sort of an understood, even if it's voluntary, emblem that we should be looking for when we're looking at label accuracy, or that might take us closer to having certainty of label accuracy?
Yes. So in South Africa, you know, to be a farmer that is going to be certified organic, you need to be quite big because that process is quite expensive. But what we have in South Africa as well, which SAWSO is promoting, is participatory guarantee systems. And participatory guarantee systems are actually known as second-party assurance. And that is a process where farmers get together with consumers and retailers, and they visit farms, and they have a look at how everything is grown, what the farmer uses to produce his crops. And that group of people assure the consumer that those products were produced organically. So the PGS is really taking off in South Africa. We've got about 20 new PGS groups forming. It's not nearly as expensive as third-party certification, and it's really for the local market. Third-party certification is really required if you want to export. And, you know, often producers who are exporting to the EU or to America, they need to certify their produce against that standard. So you might find quite a few products on our shelves with an EU logo, which means that's been certified to the EU standard. But yes, there is quite a lot of confusion about the labeling. There are too many logos. We're trying to get it to the point where the South African consumer can recognize the South African logos. So it's our aim to get as many logos out onto the shelf as we possibly can so that consumers can have the assurance that what they're eating is actually organic.
And then my final question to you, please, Colleen, as a global best practice, you mentioned a very good point about how expensive it is to make something all the way organic. What is the minimum percentage organic input, whether it's method or ingredient, or, you know, what's the minimum where one could get a stamp, for example, to say this is sort of 20% organic or 50% or 80%? Is there such a thing?
No, it doesn't work like that. If you want to be certified organic, all of your ingredients, so if you're producing a finished product, a chutney or something like that, everything must be classified as organic.
Okay.
So the sugar you use, everything must be organic. And that is a real challenge in our country because we don't have access to things like we don't grow organic sugar. Mm. We have to import it from Brazil, and it is hugely expensive.
Yeah.
There's amazing opportunities in this country for farmers to go organic because it's not an expensive route. They don't have to pay for inputs. They make their own inputs on farms, and most of the smallholder farmers say they wouldn't want to farm any other way.
Colleen, so insightful, because now what I know is if I catch somebody out and they say, well, only some of our processes, then I know, and they're trying to use the stamp, then I'll know that that logo is inappropriate. Colleen Anderson, this has been very enlightening. She's the Secretariat of the South African Organic Sector Organization.